Now, sad news reaching us early on today of the passing of Eamon Harvey. Eamon, known far and wide in the world of athletics, he sadly passed away earlier on today. Delighted to say, joining me for a tribute for the late great Eamon Harvey is from the Donegal Sports Star Awards Committee, Declan Kerr, and our athletics correspondent, Patsy McGonigal. Thank you guys for joining us on this Highland Radio a Saturday afternoon. Beginning of you, Patsy McGonigal, a tough day for the world of athletics, not just in Donegal, but nationally, a tough day all around. Patsy?
Absolutely. Particularly sad day. For Ulster and Ireland, Irish athletics, and of course Donegal athletics, and for his own local community, you know, Tyrconnell Athletic Club, and most of all, indeed, his family. Eamon hasn't been well in recent times, and we all knew that. And last time I saw him was we were at the National Cross Country Championships in Derry. One of the lovely aspects of that day was that his grandson got a medal, and I remember being across from him and just watching him and knowing that he wasn't well, and the great delight that he took in that young boy getting an individual medal for Tyrconnell, for his club, and obviously a family connection. So that was my last memory of him, and I went and talked to him afterwards. But we have shared a life together, indeed, you know, in Donegal Athletics, going back to 50 years. He was one of the stalwarts of the sport, not of course in Donegal, but beyond. You know, he coached so many athletes. He introduced so many athletes to the sport, and he lived for the sport his life day on day, and tried to develop the sport through the schools and indeed in every aspect. And he will, as you say, be very, very sadly missed. His connection with national athletics will reverberate as well, because you know he was the Olympic coach in 1996 in Atlanta for the Irish team, and of course on a number of occasions he was coach for the Irish Paralympic team, and of course the standout name that he coached and was there with him on that occasion was Bridie Lynch from St Johnson, and Bridie of course won the gold medal in the discus. So Eamon, because he put a lot of work with Bridie over that period, but he put a lot of work into so many, and many of those athletes not only, you know, getting the opportunity to be in the sport, but indeed getting involved in national championships and doing particularly well, gaining international honours and so on. So it's a sad day for the sport of athletics in Donegal.
Thank you very much. A passer who will speak about coaching Ireland in just a second. Declan Kerr also joining us this afternoon. Declan, part of the Donegal Sports Star Awards Committee. And Declan, Eamon, quite recently, in your last awards night, the 50th inductee into the Donegal Sports Star Awards Hall of Fame. That speaks volume about the man, doesn't it, Declan?
It did indeed, Kieran, and it was richly deserved for the legacy of the contribution that Eamon Harvey has made to athletics over a lifetime, as Patsy said there, over 50 years, starting off with Donegal Harriers, forming that club, and then going on then to Tyrconnell AC. And I suppose, looking at a few things, he's been recognised already, you know, over the years. In 1996, he got the Donegal Person of the Year Award. And in 2004, he was inducted into the Ulster Athletics Hall of Fame. So that's recognition of the contribution that Eamon has made at coaching level, at club, at county, provincial, and national and international level.
Yeah, and back to you, Patsy, and we know the two of you guys worked so hard nationally and county, in terms worldwide as well, in terms of athletics. What about the first moment? Do you remember the first time you met Eamon Harvey, and down through the years, would you have worked alongside him with various teams and various athletes and meeting him at events?
Well, that's a very interesting question, Kieran, because when I heard about his passing this morning, I did recall the first time I seen him. I was sitting in a car in Donegal town, and he was walking across the diamond, and I got out and we talked because I knew they had an interest in athletics. At that time, athletics was only beginning to develop, you know, get on its feet. There was no, the organised aspect of athletics was just a year or two older at that time. And then he obviously was an athlete at that time, and he was teaching in, of course, in the vocational school in Donegal Town at that time. And he was contributing back then, so that I do remember very clearly the first time I met him. He was a student at De La Salle College in Manchester, of course, where he got his qualification, a PE qualification, and then his life was involved with the Abbey, which is called the Abbey now, Abbey Vocational School. And of course, not only was he involved in athletics, and it would be amiss of me not to mention his contribution to GAA. You know, he worked very, very closely with Tom Conaghan, and I used to. You know, be involved with Donegal as well. And I used to go to him afterwards sometimes and say, I admired, you know, the contribution and the way that he prepared that team, because he didn't leave anything, you know, to chance. He really, really got dug in. And people that were involved with Donegal minor teams, with Donegal under 21 teams around that time, with Tom and Michael Lafferty and so on, you know, they will remember him very, very fondly as well. But he put a big effort into that aspect of his life as well. But he will be remembered more particularly for his involvement in athletics and the development of athletics and the impact that he made in athletics. And he had great support from his family, and many of whom were involved in the sport, Louise and Michelle in particular. And, not only that, but Jacqueline, his wife, was involved in athletics and out from Drumroan. And, of course, Eamon's people were out from the Blue Stacks originally, before they came in to live there in Killymar. So, you know, we spent many, many, many days together. And the other connection that I had with him, of course, was he was an officer in the FCA. And we used to meet up in Thinner and wander about chatting about athletics and, spend the time and that. So, look, I have serious fond memories of Eamon and the rivalries as well, of course, because he produced, you know, great teams and he was a rival and we enjoyed that battle as well.
Brilliant, Patsy. Brilliant indeed. Declan, in terms, just away from the world of athletics for a moment, he, as a school teacher in the Abbey Vocational School in Donegal Town, he was the acting assistant principal for 11 years, and he held that role until he retired in 2006. So that job's not got easy, Declan. That speaks volume of the man himself when he was assistant principal in school for 11 years.
Yeah, it's 35 years there in total, Kieran, and 11 years, as last 11 years as or as deputy principal. No, I mean, he has contribution to the school and everything from academic to athletics. I suppose that was recognised in terms of him becoming a senior figure in management in the school as well. And just going back, I suppose the last time that I met Eamon Kieran was at the beginning of January at the launch of the Donegal Sports Star Awards in the Mount Airy Hotel. And that was a special night as well, because we were honouring the winners of 40 years ago when South Donegal Harriers won the Team Award that year. So Eamon has had a very long association with the Sports Star Awards. He won Appreciation Awards, and many of his athletes have won awards, including Kelly McGrory, who won the Athletics Award a couple of years ago, and also Carrie Griffin was another who won awards with us, to name but a few. And I suppose he was highly respected at national level, and that was reflected in the sense that people like John Cronin and Paddy Marley, both Donegal men, but both heavily involved at national level in athletics, were in the Mount Airy Hotel just a month ago for the Hall of Fame, when Eamon got the Hall of Fame award. Unfortunately, due to his health, he wasn't able to attend himself that night, but Jackie was there to accept the award on his behalf. And the current president of Athletics Ireland, Bree Golden, sent a very special message that night acknowledging Eamon's contribution to athletics at national level, and she had worked closely with him as well.
Well said, Declan. Patsy, he coached Ireland, we did touch on it, but this is a stat now for you. He coached Ireland at 3 Paralympic Games, 18 medals in those 3 Olympics. What a stat.
Absolutely. You know, he got involved initially, of course, because of the involvement of Brady Lynch back then in the mid-90s. And obviously they saw the value of him and his association with the national team at that level. And they brought him on board for the next couple of Olympics. And, you know, that was they were lucky to have him on board, you know, because he was a rock of sense. You know, there was no nonsense with him, and you know, he could stand back from issues and that, and assess the situation extremely well in a calm manner. And he was a gentleman, and you know, he would have been acknowledged, and therefore it was an obvious choice to remain in that position. You know, and not only that, you know, one of the other standout situations that he was in on numerous occasions. I remember once down in South Africa, he was a coach to the Irish cross country team, and you know, he had serious respect from all of the athletes with whom he worked, and you know, he will be sadly missed. And indeed, when when he left his position, or when he retired from his position at the Abbey Vocational, he took up a position as a development officer. That was they were new positions within the sport, and in the Donegal Ulster area. And of course, he was able to work, and he loved that, and he loved that connection. He loved to be able to do that, because that was his first love in many, many respects. So, you know, it was great having him on board, great having a man like him on board for that, in that capacity. And you know, he knew where the sport needed to go, and got involved in stuff like sports hall athletics, and went across to England with teams, underage teams and stuff like that, you know, and traveled. It was the nature of the game. You were weekend after weekend, you were on the road, you know. And you know, he gives so much of his time, and that has to be taken into consideration. He had a young family, and yet he gives so much of his time. And recently, his family initiated a 10K, which will now be a memorial 10K in the years to come in Donegal Town. It got a great response, and no doubt it's an event that will build and build and build in his memory in the years ahead. So back in the autumn, that began, initiated, as I say, by his family. And, you know, that'll be something we'll be able to attest to in years to come.
Thank you, Patsy. Declan, finally for now, Declan, in terms of sports, and we know athletics, you'll be very remembered in the world of athletics. In terms of the dual sports, so from Gaelic right across to athletics, not everyone can do that. So that just goes to show you how much he loved both the world of sport, not just athletics. And he did manage Donegal Vocational Schools. I think it was the mid-70s or early 70s he managed the Donegal Gaelic Vocational Schools team.
Yeah. As Patsy said there, he had that involvement with GAA and during the Tom Conan era, which was a very good era for Donegal GAA in terms of Donegal making their progress up to Division 1 of the National Football League and that sort of stuff. So, yeah, Eamon, listen, athletics was his first sport, but he was also involved in basketball as well as GAA. And like in terms of athletics, Kieran, in terms of the Hall of Fame and the Donegal Sports Star Awards, he's just the eighth person to have been inducted into the Hall of Fame from athletics, following in the footsteps of Sir LeBoyle, Paul Dolan, John Carlin, Hugo Dugan, Danny McDade, Eamon Giles, and Patsy McGonigal just 2 years ago. So yeah, that's just a signal of the recognition and the contribution that Eamon Harvey has made over 50 years. A big man, but a gentle giant, soft-spoken, but as Patsy said there as well, a rock of sense in terms of his contribution to coaching from local to national to international level.
Thank you very much, guys, for joining us on Highland Radio Saturday Sport. A tough day for the world of athletics. To Declan Kerr, part of the Donegal Sports Star Organising Committee, and our athletics correspondent, Patsy McGonigal. Huge thanks, guys, for joining us on Highland Radio Saturday Sport. Thank you. That is the voice of Patsy McGonigal and Declan Kerr, remembering the late, great Eamon Harvey. May he rest in peace.